Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shamar, in Washington. Tonight, fashion designers. Fashion designers can be described as, or can be described as, a person who loves to study fashion trends, sketch designs, select materials, and also have a part in all the production aspects of those designs. And these people contribute to the creation of millions, if not billions, of pieces of clothing and accessories purchased by consumers on yearly basis. And this is according to Wikipedia. Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show Community Highlights TV show host Fatoumata Koroma. Welcome back, Fatoumata.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me back.
All right, and we also have Peter Walden, the designer and also owner, Perfect Gentleman by PSW, as well as Malaika Mitindo. Welcome, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. Hello, world. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. Well, fashion design is the art of application of designs and natural beauty to clothing and also accessories. But also fashion design is influenced by cultural and social attitudes and also has varied over time and place. So why is this so important? And what is the best part? And what are the worst designs you've ever seen?
And I spoke to Lyndon Johnson and I wanted to know his take.
I've seen fashion, I would say, because I saw fashion at an early age. I lived in Ivory Coast for a while. So fashion at the time wasn't based on the American fashion. It was based on the European fashion. Okay. So we're speaking of France and Italy, right?
Right.
So it was a bit trendy then, but it became trendier when the Americans actually picked it up. So when I came to the U.S., over the years, it's gotten trendier, and I think currently we are mimicking what's been put out there. When I say mimicking, I would say because of the way we dress. You could dress with class, that's one, but wearing, as for men, for me, I'm built close to a football player, somewhat, right?
Okay.
So I wouldn't want to be wearing pants that I would probably have to run a mile before I could jump in it to fit me. If you understand what I'm saying.
So when you say, maybe for the benefit of the listeners, what do you mean by that?
Right. I mean, it's almost like someone holding. You have two people holding your pants up in the air,
uh-huh.
And you have to run and jump in to fit in.
Oh, okay.
I think we're a little bit far beyond fashion. Fashion has become a little bit of the edge and a little bit too edgy at times, you know, I think, for men and for women.
Exactly. Get to see African people proud of these African designers, because I always see people very proud of the various Versaces and the Europe designers we know about. But
yeah.
I think it's important to ask people from Africa to show what we have from our designers. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's true. And you know, it's all about, we could have a long conversation, but I'm going to make it very short.
Okay.
it's really and truly us unifying as one,
mm-hmm.
being able to create something, and also most importantly, support what someone is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to go for what the Europeans have made.
Yes.
Because in style, it's current, it's all this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But be a designer who's African was probably capable of doing the same thing, mm-hmm. but because we don't feel that it's almost like a merchandise you have that's worth something, but you go in and say, okay, well, since this is at a discount, I don't think I want it.
Thank you, Lyndon Johnson. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing fashion designers.
Now, coming back to the studio, I'll start with you, the lady, the only lady in the show tonight, Fatoumata Koroma. Fatoumata, you deal with designs all the time. You go to fashion designs all the time. And tell me from your perspective, What is so important about fashion designers? And also, do they really set the trend for everybody else in the world out there for dressing and everything?
I think fashion in of itself is very important to our culture. The industry is very important. It basically set the trend, what people are doing now, and it changes from time to time. So it's very significant. It's needed, even for things you may not even think of, whether it be, you know, job trends or job where we have to wear it, it's employment. You may not call it fashion, but you do have, it is in a way a fashion, a trend. Fashion designer, they're like any specialist, that they specialize in what a person needs to look like. For instance, I just got married last weekend.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And actually, instead of going to a store and buying a random dress, I did a little research, and I looked at various styles and wedding dresses. But instead of going to a store, I actually got my wedding dress made for me.
Wow.
A seamstress. That has a shop that's been around for a while, has so much customers. She had to actually relocate her home shop into a storefront.
Mm-hmm.
So she did an awesome job to replicate some of the examples that I showed her. It was just beautiful. People thought it was, and they thought that I got it from a store. You know, that's how good it was. But it fit me perfectly. I loved it. And so these people specialize in these fashion designers, seamstress, or whatever have you. So they specialize, just like any field, you have a specialty and someone that you can bring a picture to and they can recreate it.
Wow.
So, but that's a great example for me. And I feel like I felt comfortable with her. I had bad experiences also with people, excuse me, they call themselves tailors. I had another, for example, I have a guy, I showed him a couple pictures, and he stated that he was going, he oversold himself about how he was going to let me look. It was a referral, actually, from my then fiance, now husband, a friend of his. So he basically told me how good he was, that he's going to make me look like this and that, like I had this custom-made dress. And then when I picked it up, and he charged me for this, like,
wow.
He said originally $200-$300. Told me by the lining, they charged me $200. So when I saw the dress, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, you know.
This is not what I was expecting.
Yes, it was not what I expected. I mean, basically, he did the same thing any other seamstress that I used. They may charge me maybe $100, $120.
Wow.
You know, he charged me double, and it was even less quality. It wasn't fitted properly. It's just so much issues.
And,
you know,
and
for somebody.
I completely understand that part. But if you allow Peter Walden to add up a little bit here on these designs, since you are also a designer yourself, Peter Walden, tell us about these designs. This is an art. This is also influenced by culture. Is that correct? And what do you do when you have to design stuff, especially for people out there?
Right. Well, you know, fashion design is a combination of a lot of things. I can say it's individualized. Everybody can explain to it a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fashion design, for me personally, it's a way of living. You know, I love fashion.
Right.
And if we break it down, you know, fashion is what is popular. You know, what is the trend? The popular trend is what makes fashion. So if we're talking, if this season, you know, people are wearing satin or they're wearing silk, then that would be the fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And then the design is the creation part of it now.
Okay.
That's when you as a designer, you come into place where you put your ideas. And the way I do mine is I sit down with my customers and I talk to them. I kind of like incorporate what they want. How do they live their lifestyle, the culture, the background, where they're coming from, what's the occasion they're going to attend. And then when you put all this together, then you come up with a creation that, you know, can come up as a fashion design.
Mm. So, it depends on the occasion, so, too.
Right. So it's deeper. It's deeper than just something beautiful that you see on the runway, you know. It's got different aspects. There's the fashion sense of it, which is a popular trend. There's a style, which is a way of you dressing up with it. Because I can create something so fabulous to someone, and they can still wear it the wrong way. And that's why we tend to use models to showcase our clothes, because models have a certain type of body. They wear the clothes a certain way. They have a certain swag, so they can sell the clothes to a customer. Right. Speaking like, look the same way, but they might not look the same way.
Okay.
And then design part of it, which is a creation of, the designer's creation.
You see that? There's a swag too into that. You just don't wear something and just walk out there.
Right. There's so many things to consider. Especially for me, since I do a lot of suits. So you got to know your body type. You know, you got to know your shoulders. You got to know certain things in order to understand what fits you better. So what fits me might not fit you, or what fits you might not fit me. And that's where the tailor-made things come into place, like tailor-made suits, which is very important. Everybody got to have at least one in their closet, because that's like lingerie to a female. So it's extremely, extremely important. I wish the guys would understand this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as you say, Peter, just hold on right there. Fashion design is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. In Washington studio with Peter Walden and Fatimata Koroma. Right now, discussing fashion design. Now, fashion designers, what role do they play in our lives? Some people spend thousands of dollars to get new design all the time. But is this also a status symbol, especially the expensive designer clothings? And I spoke to a fashion designer from Tanzania, Ali Remtula, and I wanted to know his take.
The thing that we have to do every day is probably the first thing would be to research the market, study and see what the international market is doing in regards to fashion and trends. And then we need to study on how to bring this fashion trend to Tanzania for it to be accessible and adapt the culture of Tanzania and still keeping the trend going.
What about the local markets in the country, in Africa in general? How about talking about Nelson Mandela? He used to be the president who was always showcasing the African attire, and he was proud of it. So is this something that maybe it is lacking for the people in the continent of Africa?
Yes, that is a thing that a lot of the local politicians and celebrities need to support the local fashion industry. But if you look at it in Tanzania or in East Africa, there are very few textile industries that manufacture high-quality products. So we are trying to make sure our quality is good before we try to sell it to anyone.
As a designer, tell me your challenges every day.
One thing that I would also need to speak about is, I'm speaking in regards to being a Tanzanian and living in Tanzania.
Okay.
One thing that I would like to say is in Tanzania, raw cotton is actually the second largest product being exported out of Tanzania. The first being coffee. But still, there are very few industries here that manufacture this raw cotton into finished goods. So what happens is all this raw cotton goes to countries like China, Malaysia, Indonesia, where they are made into fabrics and being imported back to Tanzania for us to buy at a larger cost. If the Tanzanian government or the fashion industry here had invested in a textile industry that produces all this raw cotton into fabrics, it would be accessible to us at a lower cost. I am celebrating my 10 years in the fashion industry in Tanzania right now.
Wow, congratulations.
I have one thing, and that is, thank you. I would say one thing is, you know, follow your dreams, never give up. It's not a small journey. It's a tough, tough, tough industry, especially if fashion is all you do for a living, and that is your bread and butter. But it is always appreciated when you actually make it. So, you know, it's a great feeling when you make it and when you see someone wearing your design and someone's comfortable and someone's proud to wear Tanzanian design. And that's a great feeling, but it's a struggle to get there.
Okay.
So just don't give up.
Thank you, Ali Remtula. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing fashion designers. Now, this question will also go to you, Fatimata Koroma. You sit there, you see designers design good stuff all the time. And as Peter says, it's a swag. It's just not only the stuff you wear. There's a lot of things that come with the whole design. But is this also a fashion statement to some people? Or is this also a status symbol that I have to have this particular thing in my mind, in my closet?
It is. And like you said, people pay, spend thousands of dollars. I had a friend that recently told me that that for her wedding shoe, she bought the Labutini shoe, Christian Labutini shoe, the red bottom. It's $1,000.
Wow.
And the shoe is a simple shoe. I mean, literally, it's like a simple shoe. Only thing that makes it different is it has a red bottom. So people are dying. Yeah, and that's showing it's a status symbol. You see it, you know, they paid $800 to $1,000 for it. And I've seen, even for prom, I saw all these little girls, like 18 years old, that showing off their red bottom shoes. So it definitely is a status symbol.
Okay.
It's definitely no doubt about it. It depends on the person, you know, too. But definitely fashion, different designers and their clothes, and especially some of these high-end westernized wear. Even us as African descent or African, we got into that and showing off these type of items to show that, okay, we're in trend with the Western world. So, yeah, so it many people use it as that.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Peter Walden, on your side, as a fashion designer, what role do you guys play in our lives every day? And when you see people spending a lot, Peter, is this just a status symbol, or do they really need to spend as much just to make sure that you get the right design in you? Or what is that design all about?
Well, it's unfortunately, the world that we live in now, it's pretty much what you have, how successful you are. And people are so caught up in trying to keep up with the Joneses. Let me say it that way. A real successful person doesn't really care to showcase how much they have. But yes, do fashion designs kind of like play into the culture of all these expensive brands like the LVs and the Lamborghinis and the Perfect Gentleman. It's, we create brand. Our job is to create a piece of art and to brand it in a way that it becomes very expensive. Now, anything that's expensive, only few people can acquire it. The fewer can afford it, the more value it has. It's like owning an expensive car or, beautiful, expensive house. But does it mean you're successful? In the world that we live today, yes. It's a symbol of showing off success and that you've done well in life. But success really is not, what you can have. Success is how happy you are, really. Mm-hmm. And your happiness should not come from anything that somebody else can control. It should come from things that you can control, like nature, flowers, things that you can just get them anytime you feel like. But, yeah, as fashion design, we tend to add to the world into thinking that if I own certain garments, certain pieces of bags or shoes, then, yeah, it's a sign of success, which is very wrong. But, yeah, unfortunately, it is what it is.
I know. And that's a good question to see and ask other people or see what they think about when it comes to spending and also fashion design. Because all about, for some people, as you say, I have to have this particular new thing on the block. I gotta have it. No matter how much it costs, no matter how much I will have to do to pay it, I will. And some of them will just sleep on the floor just to make sure they get that thing they want, right?
Right. And no value at that point when you have to do that. It's very okay to have money. It's a beautiful thing to have money. Money is very, it's important, but money is not everything. But it's very, very important because money simplifies your life. We all want great things. I want a great suit. I want a great bag. I want all of this.
Right.
But like I say, it shouldn't be a way for you to showcase your wealth or your success. I know some successful people who wear fake things just because they reach a level where they don't have to prove to anybody.
Right.
So the money can do other great things. And And money is always important when money can make a change in somebody else's life. That's when money becomes important, when you can help people who need, you know. But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with you having a nice suit or, you know, a nice jacket, a nice watch. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what you say, it has to be a balance. But yes, it does control, you know, fashion designers and the brands do control the world in some sense. In how to showcase how well you're doing.
Okay, very well said, Peter. Thank you so much. Hold it right there. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Let's Talk, a program with the Africa Service of the Voice of America. According to VOA, a Senegalese designer, Adama Paré, founded the street event held in working-class neighborhood in the capital of the country. And she says fashion is from the streets. So basically what we're doing is taking back fashion where it belongs. Do you think, Fatoumata, fashion is always from the streets? Do we get a lot to see out there?
Wow, I think it varies.
Okay.
You know, I can't say specifically. I mean, we have some of these high-end people that set the trend, you know, and the people from the streets or the younger people look at that and like, okay, that's what I want and that's what I get. Like, you know, the Louis Vuittons and the Gucci's and all that. So maybe you may have somebody that's from the streets see this particular item and they make it a fashion for maybe the younger kids, and maybe the rapper might say, okay, or Beyonce, who's a pop artist, might say, okay, I want to wear this Gucci, and maybe the people, the young, you know, youngsters might see, or the youth might see her wearing this Gucci, and they're like, okay, that's it, and I want something like that. So they, you know, they make it big. So I can't say always that it's from the streets, but sometimes it can be.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, it depends. I can't say that's like,
okay,
you know, the norm or always like that. I think anybody, it comes from different places. Sometimes the kids can make it popular, and that's what makes it popular. Or it could be from a major fashion designer, also be from a pop star, rapper, television star that wears somebody's clothes and make it, you know, fashion, make it a fashion statement.
Okay. And as you see, this designer is in the streets of the capital of Senegal. And just to ask you, Peter, if we see this happening, do we see a lot of creativity coming from the African designers? Do we need to do more?
Definitely. I mean, there's always room to do more. We can always perfect our craft. We can always do more in terms of... It has to start from within us. One of the biggest things is Africans, and I might be wrong, but I would talk from my little experience that I have, is we don't support each other. Now, if you come up with a product or you come up with something and there's no support from your own people, you can kind of like disappear in your own community, but you can still shine somewhere else where people don't know where you're from, but just appreciate what you're providing. You know, there is room to do more, definitely, but there's also we need, you know, to support each other and to appreciate, because we tend to think anything that comes from abroad or from the Western is better. You know, it's, oh yeah, that's better. It's Versace, man. It's got to be better. But guess what? You could be producing the same quality or maybe even better, but just because you're not from Italy or you're not from France or London, then you know. But look, and this is, you know, among our own communities. So, but as to the previous question of fashion is from the street, it does play a very big role. Fashion is inspired by your environment, is inspired by your culture, you know, by your lifestyle. So, yeah, so if I'm from the streets, I would design things that would be more inspired to do with the streets. And if I'm from the bougie area, it's going to be inspired more, you know, like that. And also, I think it might mean something different too. My understanding, when people, you know, when designers talk about, you know, I find my fashion from the streets, what they're talking about is most of the time tend to value people who go to school. Somebody went to a fashion school, then they have ideas. Right. But guess what? You'll be surprised. Your best ideas that will come from people who have no idea about fashion school. They will come. These are raw, organic talents. You know, there's a saying where it says perfection is found on the edges of destruction. You know, these are the people that, you know, people thought couldn't do anything. They're skateboarders. They're doing something that nobody really cares. And that's where you go and talk to these people. Or just look outside, and then, for me, I'll get ideas from things like that.
Okay. Very well said, Peter. Thank you so much. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing fashion designers. Thanks, and that's it for our show tonight, where we lightheartedly explore the fashion designers. A big thank you to my guests, Fatoumata Koroma. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Appreciate any time.
Sure. And Peter Walden, for the first time, thank you for being part of this show tonight.
It was a pleasure, and anytime.
Sure. Thank you so much. Jackson Mvunganya is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be money management. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another exciting edition of Health Chat. Host Lenoma Du and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.